Let's ease down to Carl Wayne's Nurseries, 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, Highway 5 South, and busy with Penny. Penny, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am just so fine, and this weather is so pretty. Goodness, there's no reason why you should be in the house. You have to get outside and enjoy this weather.
Absolutely, and that soil is pretty easy to work with right now, isn't it?
Little easy digging. I mean, some areas in town got a little rain last night. I didn't at my house, but where I went, they got rain. So,
yeah, we got 1,500 some inch here.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. And the digging is fabulous. Yeah. So, you know, if you're wanting to take something out and sprucing it up a little bit, come on by the nursery. We got lots of color going on. We got a lot of shade trees to choose from and roses. The roses are looking fabulous. My goodness. And the azaleas are trying to rebloom again. That really spruces it up, too.
How you doing on sod?
We're doing good on the sod. Yeah, that's okay. Got both, Zoysia and Bermuda both.
All right. And I guess the showroom is full.
Oh, yeah. We're just... got so many things, and Kristen has been putting up some new Christmas stuff that we just got in, so that's going to be super fun, like Christmas in August, right?
There you go.
Well, I know.
You have a wonderful weekend, all right?
Yeah, and just come on in. Our hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday.
11 to 3 on Sunday, right?
11 to 3 on Sunday, yes.
All right. Thank you, Penny.
All right. Have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Penny this morning, Carl Wayne's Nurseries. 36 years of excellence, garden experts. They're at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home. The phone number is 425-6966, line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Good morning, Vicki and Bob. Missed you all.
Thank you.
This is Bill. I've got a question. I've got a rhubarb that I plant, and I know it's probably over 10 years old, that's never been divided.
Wow.
And it's really done poorly this year. Do I just dig it up in the fall and just split it in half? And can I just put half of it back in the same spot? Because it's the only spot I've ever had rhubarb be able to grow.
Sure. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Just wait till like wintertime or fall?
Fall would be best so it can get its roots established.
Okay. And then can I ask another question?
Sure.
I planted a couple butterfly weeds I got at a local nursery. And one of them, they're both doing great. But one of them is just full of, like, a dark orange aphid.
Ugh.
And, being something that usually grows out in the wild, should I try to do anything to get rid of those or just let nature take its course?
You know, those are hard to transplant, too.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, because, you know, if you see them in the ditches, I know people try to move them and they don't like to be moved. Are the aphids not bothering anything else?
I've got another one 15 foot from it and don't have any aphids at all on it. Just that one.
It may be protection for that other one then, I'm wondering, you know, because...
I don't know.
I don't either. The only thing I would suggest if you wanted to change it would be to hit it with a hard spray of water.
Oh, okay.
And knock them off. I don't think that at this point it'll make a whole lot of difference, and if the root's established well, it should come back next year.
Yeah, well, these are something I just bought this spring, you know,
okay.
And because I've tried the other method, like I say, dig them up, and none of them ever made it.
Yeah, they just resist it terribly.
Okay. Well, next time you're going to be gone a long time, can you just have Bob kind of take over?
I'll give him the message.
You don't want that.
He's been there long enough. He knows all the questions and the answers.
So, I should. Well. Boy, I get a lesson in plans every week.
Well, y'all have a good weekend, okay?
Well,
you too.
I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
11 or 10:32, temperature at 73 degrees now, partly cloudy skies. In becoming partly sunny this afternoon, high today of 85. Tonight mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Low of 65, Sunday cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High of 78 degrees. And Sunday night mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low of 65 degrees. And Monday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 77. Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar showing that rain getting pretty close to Fayetteville. The kid might get wet checking in today. He bless his little heart.
Oh, man.
First day at school, and he gets rained on.
And there's going to be a zillion of them
trying
to get moved in today.
But that's about it. There's nothing in Missouri or Arkansas this morning. That's the rain line in mainly it's in Tulsa right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any rain chances in our forecast for today. So looks like it might fizzle out. Time now for plant trivia.
We have a caller on.
Oh, we have a caller on line five.
Well, let's go line. This one.
All right, one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Line one, go ahead.
Thank you for taking the call. You guys are terrific. I have, like, three little quick questions.
Okay.
I have a clematis that my daughter gave me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every season it gets these nasty bugs on it that are about a half an inch long. They're gray and black. And they just gobble it up. Well, I bought a new one, two new ones. And before I could even get them in the ground, they just devoured the plant. Then they attacked my ivy. I've never seen anything like
that. That's amazing.
They look like the ones that usually are on the squash plants.
Like squash bugs?
Yeah, that's what they look like.
Huh.
But I have never seen such an infestation of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I hate to say I squashed them, but I did.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but it makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, well, that too. Well, you know what? I wonder if they came in with one of your
new plant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think they probably did. Yeah, and okay. And I bought two of those clematis.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Well, what I would suggest you do is, because I can't really identify it at this point. Can you take a picture?
Yes, I could.
If you will take a picture and send it to me on email, Vicki@ktlo.com, V-I-C-K-I.
Okay.
That would be a big help, and hopefully I can identify it. In the meantime, I'm trying to think, since I don't know what the bug is, you could use an insecticidal soap, because if it comes in contact with that bug, hopefully it'll do it in, and you won't have to smush him anymore.
My son doesn't mind, but I do.
Okay, send him out.
Okay, will do. Then I bought a rhododendron,
uh-huh.
And I obviously didn't have it in the proper place because it just about fried.
Mm.
Do they need shade?
They need a little bit of light, and they do need shade, and they are not real reliable in the north part of the state.
Oh, okay.
That's the only other thing, but I would try again and make sure that you mulch it with pine needles if you can.
Pine needles, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or something acidic.
Okay, I do have pine.
And there's a good fertilizer that's for azaleas and rhododendrons, and you might try that, but I'd wait until next spring to do that, because you want to get the roots established this year.
Right. I've got a fig tree that's about 10 feet, 12, 14 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
And I've never had figs until this year.
Whoopee.
And it's just like oodles.
Well, congratulations on one out of three isn't bad, is it?
No, that's right. And I'm just so thrilled with that. And I didn't know if there's anything I need to do. I've just let it be.
Well,
you know?
It's obviously in a spot it likes. I know a lot of people, especially in North Arkansas, cover them in the wintertime.
Oh.
And build a big.
Gosh, I couldn't cover this.
Chicken.
It's too huge.
Okay, well, just let it go then.
Okay.
And it sounds like it's doing well and it's in a good spot.
Okay. One more thing. Tomatoes. I mean, the beginning of the spring, they were beautiful, but they have just gone, ugh.
Mm-hmm. I think it's been a rough season for them in a lot of ways because we've had rain and rain and rain.
Okay. What can I ask one more quick question?
Mm-hmm.
I planted gourds this year. When do you harvest them?
As they begin to brown and they wither, the connection with the vine, they take a long time. So
okay.
It'll probably be September before, because they really take a long time. But as they begin to brown up and as the connection with the plant itself or with the vine dries, then you can harvest them. And then you'll need to cure them, and you'll have to let them sit for a while, too.
In a dry place?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
425-5522-888-884-0364, line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. First of all, she'll know it's squash bugs if when she squashes them, they stink horribly with bright blue, sky blue blood.
Oh, that's a little graphic.
It's awful, but and I've had a terrible infestation. And they'll go, if there's no squash around, they'll go to other stuff.
That's true.
My naked ladies have been really weird this year. I think some of them got our last frost because they were coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them bloomed 6 weeks ago. Some of them bloomed 3 or 4 weeks ago. Some of them are just beginning to bloom now. Now, when is the best time to cut them back? Do I have to wait till that whole stem is brown?
No. You can cut them back when the flower itself fades.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise they'll go to seed.
Right. Oh, okay. So, and how far down can I cut that stem?
To the base of to the bulb.
Oh, okay. And finally, do you know, I've had something eating my watermelons when they're only about 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and it's taking fairly good-sized bites, I think, and I've seen some large leopard frogs in the garden. Will they do that?
Now, I don't know. It sounds more like squirrels or rabbits or something. I don't think rabbits can do that, but or even raccoons.
Could be a terrapin.
If you're in the woods.
Could be a terrapin.
Or a turtle. Yeah.
A terrapin.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to that's right. I'm still on track. Thought I'd cut somebody off. Go ahead. You're on, Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I have some crepe myrtles. We moved a year ago in January to this place, and I let everything go last year to see what was here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to shape things up.
Mm-hmm.
Our crepe myrtles have obviously never been trimmed ever. And I don't know how to do it. What do I do? There's some, maybe they were hacked off at the ground line for years. Now they're big bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can do with those?
The best time to prune those is in early spring, like February and March.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Number two, at any point that you have broken branches or dead branches, you can prune those out.
Okay.
And then in the early spring, you can determine how you want them to grow. If you've got cross branches, and they're more of a bush than a tree shape, I take it.
Okay.
I mean, are they more of a bush than a tree?
They're more of a, I have one that's a tree, and I really like the looks of it. But I have two that are so big, it's hard to even back out of our driveway.
Wow. Well, you probably need to just cut it back. And one of the things, if you want it to grow as a tree, you can select 3 to 5 of the strongest branches. None of them, and you don't want them crossing each other. And over the years, cut out everything else, and they will eventually form a tree. It'll take a long time. Then prune them. Take out a whole bunch of the inside and let it go as a smaller bush, and it won't be so invasive of your driveway.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I've never had crepe myrtles before.
Well, they're really...
I lived up north where they don't grow and then moved down here. So.
Well, they're really a satisfactory plant, and they take a lot of abuse, and some people whack them back and really... it's called crepe murder in the spring when they prune them too much. So
I've heard that.
So I would tell you to err on the side of being conservative in what you cut back the first year and see how it works.
Okay.
Because you can always cut out the inside later during the year if it doesn't look like you want it to.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Please continue the good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Email from Karen. She said, my hydrangea bloomed profusely last summer, but this year had only a few blooms. She said, I think they were damaged by late frost or really some ice we had late in the spring this year.
I don't even remember, but... Did we? I thought our winter was so mild this last year, but I don't know. I think it's a seasonal thing, and I think that lots of times, quite frankly, if you have a season of very heavy, and I know with fruit trees this is true, if you have a heavy blossoms, really producing a lot of blossoms and beauty and whatnot, the next year will be a little bit less, mainly because they're worn out, and it's a sequential thing. I know with apple trees and peach trees, that's often the way it is, and even pears. So I think that. We try our best to control Mother Nature as best we can in the plantings that we have, trying to take care of that. And sometimes, no matter what we do, our best efforts may fail. So it's a conundrum, but it's a wonderful thing to be gardening in the Ozarks.
And the Old Farmer's Almanac says today is the day in the garden to destroy pests and weeds.
Well, we've got plenty of pests out there.
Think about any day would be the good day.
It is funny what they say about what you can do on certain days, and it has to do with the sign of the moon, which, speaking of course, we're going to have the eclipse soon. That should be interesting. I think everything will go haywire then.
Plant trivia, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. If you're our winner, your name will go in for the drawing. We'll have it at the end of the month. That's a $10 certificate to Bookworms at the library. What do you got?
I'll tell you. Last week we talked about this, and I'm thinking all of you are going to get it because you're just real smart. What is the number of the three on the fertilizer sack that is the best to fertilize your tomatoes with? We talked about the fact that it needs a certain part of the formula to be the largest. Which number of the three that's on fertilizer is the best for your tomatoes?
425-5522, 888-884-0364. And we will start with caller number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good morning. What's the answer?
The second one.
Is the one, because it produces blossoms, and if you overfeed them with nitrogen, which is the first number, you're going to hardly have a whole lot of tomatoes. Let us have your name, please, sir.
This is Wayne Schnorr.
Okay, Wayne, we'll put you in for the drawing. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And the temperature's at 73 degrees on this Saturday morning.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers is a full-service floral shop that specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals, specialty balloons, and gift items. While you're there, sample their gourmet coffees. Flippin' Fancy Flowers makes beautiful silk arrangements that will make a statement in any home or office. Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. Let them know you heard them on the radio and get 10% off your purchase.
Car Wayne's Nursery is celebrating summer. Come check out how we stay cool even though our inventory is hot. Carl Wayne's Nursery has the area's best selection on trees and shrubs. With our Wheel of Savings spinning, you get to spin in the savings. Be sure to check out Carl Wayne's Nursery's fountains, bird baths, and statuary. There's something for everyone in our 5,000 square foot showroom. Come visit us on Highway 5 South or give us a call at 425-6966.
We're all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we are voted the best of the best year after year by Arkansans. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
Start your own color party with colors like Champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color Sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back to school is in season. Fall trends are bold. And this One Big Sale is better than gold. It's the Staging Goodies One Big Sale. And all you need is one Golden Star coupon to get 50% off almost everything store-wide. Get your coupon in today's deals or by downloading our app. This special One Big Sale goes all day, Friday through Sunday, August 11th to the 13th. So get your golden coupon today and get ready to stock up with big savings on back to school. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
14 before the hour of 11 o'clock, 14 minutes left on the show. Plenty of time to give us a call at 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And checking emails, well, we talked about Karen. Up to 60% off desks and chairs and bookcases and more. Are you interested in that?
Well, that's exciting out of the world. Oh, my goodness.
I want to email them back and say, call me at home, Vicki.
No. No.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. Let's go to line 5 for Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gang.
Hi.
It's looking like fall in my front yard. I mean, there are leaves everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mostly off of, I think, the walnut trees.
Yeah, they're usually the first to go, but I've noticed the cherries are also dropping them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be an early fall. I almost can, in the early morning, it just smells like that to me.
Okay. I'll go with what you say.
Don't quote me, though. And nobody, okay. And don't
have
quote
a nice
me.
Day. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to call the Weather Bureau in Little Rock and tell them of your scientific weather observations. I smell fall. They'll probably want to know what it smells like.
Right.
It's 75 degrees now under partly cloudy skies, partly sunny with a high today of 85. No precipitation in our forecast till tonight, and tonight we've got a slight chance after midnight. Sunday, a 40% chance, and Sunday night we got a slight chance, low of 65. Monday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 77. Weather looks good for the big Babe Ruth World Series being played today down at McLean Park, and for the big Pink Four Fights Rodeo tonight. Looking good for that.
I'm glad, because both of those are great, great events, and should everybody pitch in and attend.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is vicky@ktlo.com.
I thought what we'd talk about, a project that, Penny was saying that she's got lots of good-looking roses, and now would be a good time to either supplement your rose bed or add to it or take out a dead one and replace it, because this is a good time of year to do that. And if you do have a good-looking roses and getting them, one of the things you need to think about is getting them ready for the fall season, although they have had an interesting summer, and, you know, as far as heat. One of the first things you need to do is you need to get your pruning shears out and check all your bushes for dead or weak growth, stems that look like they're shriveling and things like that. And, of course, at any point in time, you can prune out anything that's dead. And that's true of trees and bushes and anything, not just roses. But this is a good time to get rid of those kind of pieces on the rose, so it can focus its energy on healthy growth. And also it needs to harden off any new canes that popped up in late spring or even in the summer. This is not what I would call a hard pruning, but just to clean them up, be kind of like if you're grooming them, to clean them up. Quite frankly, take out anything that's dead, anything that's weak, and looks like it may be fading also. And then check your mulch levels. And I know that a lot of us forget to do that, but especially with azaleas and with roses, you want to have mulch, number one, for a variety of reasons, to keep the soil, the roots moist and shaded. And a lot of times, like I talked earlier about potted plants that you may have on your deck or your front porch or wherever, is true also of things growing in the ground, is that as we've had so much water, we've hardly had to water ourselves very much. And when that happens, the mulch either dissipates completely, kind of disappears because it's not washed away, but it disintegrates. And then so the level of the mulch that you put on at the early summer or early spring, it has probably dissipated, and you could need to add some more. So that means that you make sure that you get some new mulch out and put it up. Now, making sure that as we're going into winter, you want to have it pulled back from the main stem of your rose or anything else that you're putting it around, azaleas, whatever. You want to make sure it's about an inch and a half away from the main stem. You don't want it snuggled up against it, because then a mouse or two may snuggle up against that, because they're going to burrow down and try and get a nice snug spot. And mulch is a real beacon to them as far as saying, come on in, the weather's fine and it's warmer here. So make sure you have those it pulled back about an inch and a half or 2 inches from the main stem, and this is anything you mulch, and because rodents will you know, nest there, and then they'll just gnaw on the roots, they'll gnaw on the stems and everything else. So make sure that you do that. And that's about it. You don't want to fertilize, and you don't want to fertilize roses after August 15th, which is right away, or really, I would say even August the 20th would be the last time you would want to to fertilize them, and you especially don't want to put any more nitrogen fertilizer on them. And that was the first number. Remember, we talked about that earlier, that that's the first number in the three that are on the fertilizer. That's the nitrogen. One of the reasons you don't want the nitrogen fertilizer on after the 15th is because you don't want to put off new growth, and the plant itself will, if you feed it with that, it will decide, well, I'm supposed to add some more leaves and things. Well, what will happen is those leaves will be clobbered. So take care with that. One of the other things you want to do is you want to feed your mums and your asters and any other fall blooming perennials. You want to feed them for the last time, and that would happen in this week. And then once the mums have been fed, and you, I hope you quit pinching them off in July the 4th, they will be, should be full of buds, and hopefully will bloom beautifully for you in September. It's a great time. The other thing that I think, the task that I really kind of enjoy, is deadhead your annuals and your perennials as needed. I'd finally had some zinnias that came up. I think the seed that had been re-sown last winter or fall from the old batch rotted because of the rain, and then some of them came up, and they're just gorgeous. And I'll tell you, if you want to invite butterflies to your garden, plant zinnias. They just have been full of butterflies, all different colors and moths and everything else, even more so than my butterfly bushes. So this is an aside, but plant zinnias. Number one, they're beautiful. They make great cut flowers, and the butterflies just love them. But now's a good time. If, as they fade, you make sure you take the seed heads off. One of the things I do is if they've dried and are really, you know, just seeds, I toss several of them out, and hopefully they'll overwinter. You can also take back your perennials, the coneflowers and echinacea and black-eyed Susans and things like that. As they fade, cut those back also. There's some of them looking kind of mildewed at this point, so kind of give them a break, and you can cut them way back if you're having difficulty with that. And we've had powdery mildew, and we've had onionomous and things like that. Go get you some there's a product by Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, that is a real good for any kind of scale or mildew, and so you can get that. If it's on your lilacs, it is unsightly, but it won't harm them, and rarely warrants any kind of control. So if you have it on your lilacs, there's a common rose fungicide that you can use, and it will prove effective. If we continue to have watering, rain, and cool and very humid, it's not going to do a whole lot of good, and it really won't kill the plant, which is kind of nice to know. And then the one task that I enjoy and have enjoyed for years is taking care of your iris beds. And if you have iris, bearded iris, I'm talking about the ones that are all different colors and that are old favorites in the garden. If you need to, now's a good time to divide them. If they have gotten crowded, and mine really have, and if they've been there a long time in one spot, mine really have, it's time to dig them up and separate them. One of the things that you need to remember is when you dig those up, you'll notice that there will be a center rhizome, and then off of that will be the new shoots of the younger iris. That center one is going to be looking kind of tacky. It's You can just discard that old section. Now, I wouldn't put it in your compost heap. I'd just get rid of it. And also, it might show some borer, B-O-R-E-R, damaged parts. So make sure that if it's got holes in it and things like that, that you just get rid of it. And then the other thing is separate those off and cut them, and then replant them. And you replant them. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make in planting bearded iris is the fact that they plant them too deeply. So they can just sit on the soil, literally. I do kind of like to cover them up a little bit, but just a teens of soil. If you bury them too deeply, they're going to rot. And so it's a real simple system. It works real well here in our area because there's so many parts of our yard that don't have much dirt on them and have a whole lot of rocks. So remove a rock and just set the rhizome down, throw a little bit of dirt on them, and they'll just do fine. They are just grand, and I have some that are just old as the hills. The original one, not the current rhizome, but they come from a long line of iris. They're great to have around, and make sure that you add a little bone meal or blood meal next spring to help them get along, and they usually will bloom the first year. Good plants to have here for sure. One of the things that when you get your broccoli up, I'm not your broccoli, garlic and onions. There's no connection with broccoli. I don't know where that came from, but then it's that kind of day. When you dig your onions and your garlic, make sure that you move them away to a dry, sunny spot so that they will not rot. They have to cure for at least 2 weeks before you store them. Now, if you've got some that you want to use, that's fine and peachy, but make sure that they do not have any kind of a tear on them or a pest hole or anything else so that they're in good shape. I'm having a time with my voice today. But anyway, it's a good time of year, and I hope you have a grand time. I think Bob is beginning to play music. I would just like to say that I'm excited. We're going to have a real Razorback in the family after 12:45 today once he moves in. And so,
at least for a
woo,
half semester, huh?
Woo, woo, pig, Azui. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care. Thanks for all your calls. Bye.
KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.